For Boise Nation, the community, all of our great support and friends, and, you know, this one's for all of us. I mean, most importantly, the seniors and, you know, I told them on national TV I was going to take my turn. You know, we run an unbelievable program. It sits within an unbelievable university, and I think there's a lot to be said for that. I'm so grateful, and just these guys, I'm just telling you guys, it would have been really easy for them to walk in the opportunities that they would have had. They continue to stick together. We'll continue to work to keep everybody on this team, and I want anybody that's listening to know we run a first-class operation, and people that come into this organization have a chance to reach their full potential. And I'm not sure if we've done that yet this year, but we just beat a really good football team that had players at all three levels on defense, outstanding skill guys, offensive line. This quarterback is really good. Ours is better. And Bryce Lance is a pretty good player. You know, but I honestly, like, Cam hung in there today. Like, we went to the quarterback run game. We had to. I mean, they are good up front. Their linebackers hit fits. 32, you know, Bach, I'll be glad that he's out of the league. A really good linebacker. And just congratulations to Bison Nation and to North Dakota State University. And with that, I'll open up for questions.
You got emotional there. You can see it on the sideline at the end of the game. What was going through your mind?
Just, I don't know, you know, choosing to come back, having the opportunity to interview to come back and be prepared for that. And then it's been really fun. I slept really well this week because I thought the kids would play hard. And if they do that, right, like, there's no failure in that. And I thought we played fearless today. But my mind went to the very first meeting in December. And just, it's a big deal today, nowadays, that they all stayed. I know one kid left. I wish him the best, but they all stayed. And now we're going to Texas together. It's a big deal, and I think about all the support, staff, man, our equipment people, Trish and her staff. You know, they work the hours we do, and they don't make very much money. And they do it because they love it. And I think we've got a really tight-knit operation here, 160-plus people that have become family. That's why I got emotional.
Coach, is that the best catch you've seen?
We've got to go back to the tape, because is it better than Zach Braz, two-hand, over the top? And Easton knew the defensive call because the coordinator there was still using the word black for man coverage. And so Easton put it up, and Zach Braz, you know, pulled it off his back. In that moment, in that kind of game, that's the best catch I've seen.
So he acted pretty well when you saw it. Did you know right away, or you saw the video review and whatnot?
Live, he controlled it from the right on the catch, right? And I thought his right foot was down. And then, like, I was trying to do everything. We would have wasted a timeout to get more time for them to look at it. I really would have. Was that the 4 minute mark or not quite that long? Yeah. And so I started to think about the back and forth, the 2 minute stuff and all that. He caught it. He caught it clean. It was a no brainer. And I was really, you know, waiting for a response from somebody. Nobody said no catch or touchdown. So I knew it was close.
Coach, earlier this week you said this game's going to come down to 5 to 6 plays. How'd that fumble feel to you, you know, especially how they were controlling that first quarter?
Okay, Bryce's catch, the fumble, the face mask penalty probably, right? Cam, a couple scrambles, you know, like, right? Those were the 5 or 6. And then I was going to say to Jimmy before the game, we never got a chance to catch up. I was going to say, you know, I hope my predictions, right? I hope we don't come out here and play sloppy and turn the ball over and have a bunch of penalties. That was an unbelievable football game. Both defensive staffs were phenomenal. But then the grit that our offensive kids showed to stay with it, you know, it's what it's all about. It's a 60-minute game, guys. I hope people don't take that for granted. That's a good football game.
Coach, running back run game was probably maybe not as productive as you might like.
It was awful.
You put the game in Cam's hands with that. The plan, or was that sort of a reaction to this is just not going the way Seven's got to do it?
No, we had conversations if we have to get there, if we have to do it, you know, we're going to run Cam. Two plays that were not mind-blowing, but we had a 12-yard gain on the around, the reverse, and we had a 12-yard run on a misdirection outside deal with a quarterback counter play this way. Those two plays were critical. We maybe could have got a couple more calls like that, earlier because they were playing so hard. They were gapped out. They're running backside pursuit, right? But honestly, Russ, the tailback run game was going to be difficult. If they don't come out for the long run on their tailback run game, it would have looked a lot the same, I think. And so anytime you get into a matchup like that where the fronts are playing as well as they were, you got to get the plus one run game, and we got answers there, and Cam was willing and ready to answer them up.
Why do you think you were so good against their plus one run game? Seven, you know, got you in October, and it was really good when they did that.
I thought we did a really good job of hemming that up. For a moment there, I heard Grant get on the radio with Coach Gazer and talk about let's let them go. You know, instead of playing some read front, we were starting to get some knockback. Just overall, the defensive execution, it seemed like we had bodies in the fits. You know, even when I'm watching, I can kind of see where the ball is supposed to hit, and then boom, we collapsed it. And I think, you know, if we could have made one or two more tackles, I think we'd have had a really good day, but we missed a couple tackles on the long run. I'm not sure. I think that our guys had a good beat on them and, you know, executed today.
Tim, the job Ryan Jones did, best game, I think, as a Bison. A Frisco guy, now got a chance to go back home.
Yeah, in a weird small way, right? He's been coming on like the last 3 or 4 weeks, I think. Devin's staying with him, right? Like, what's coaching? Like, to inspire others to be better. And Devin has stayed with him. I mean, there's a moment there, right? But Ryan could have. And he's graduating in engineering this spring. He's coming back. And he could have said, man, this is hard, right? And I'm so happy. There's a lot of examples like that. We've got backups that are now starters. Okay, we've got role players that are now superstars. And I think we've continued to get better throughout the season. It doesn't always show up in the numbers or, you know, perfection, but we can see it in practice. We can see it in the demeanor. And some new leaders are being born. I can't wait to start winter camp and get going with the leadership for 2026, and we'll do that.
Coach.
Can you speak to the level that Cody Heisman played today?
The level that he's played all year long. I mean, Eli Mozart's our bell cow. He's the same, but I'm not sure that it's not 1A and 1B. You know, and I still think Keenan Wilson shows up, Toby and NA, but Cody's been dominant. At times, unblockable. And he's got a great feel in there. He can get into some awkward positions with his wrestling background. People have to account for them, for Cody. And I'll tell you what, you know, how about Nick Gazer?
Coach.
I'm not finished.
Oh, sorry.
You know, Nick, like, he's been here for all of them. Okay, and I think people in this community need to know, you know, this guy, like, Nick, are you going to enjoy this game this weekend? But Tim, I'd just like to get to, you know, 3 o'clock. He just drives himself bonkers, right? And he's a great father. But how about the job he's done coaching that position for the amount of time he's coached it? Okay, person after person after person after person, graduation, here comes the next guy. Nick Gazer's an unbelievable D-tackles coach. I love him. He's a good friend. He's got an unbelievable family. He's a great father. He's just done a great job. All of our guys have, but I want to take that moment because Nick don't get enough credit.
Coach, you have a really
long
ceiling for you guys
at the end
there. He's also.
Is that who got it? I just saw a swarm of guys.
Yes, sir.
Well, how fitting, right? The North Dakota kid. You know, was on the radio and I was listening to it the other night after I was on there. Jackson's a pro. I think our university should be very proud of Jackson. He wins academic awards. He's one of the top students on this campus. That guy's going to be successful. And we're going to count on him for a lot of leadership moving forward.
Coach Bryce Lance has the single season record for touchdown catches now for this program. Is that the greatest prediction you've ever had? You told us at the beginning of the fall camp about him.
No, because Coach Barron's predicted Tristan Wirfs would be a first rounder on the 8th practice. Don't overcoach him, Tim. He's going to be good. It wasn't my prediction. I don't know. I don't want to talk about last year anymore, though I know that, because this is about us now. Bryce has capitalized on every opportunity he's had. I'd like to see him next season play at about 218 so he can capitalize on all his potential and get a little faster yet, because I think with strength and size, he will. Bryce Lance. I hope he means it when he tells me I love him, because I love him. And it's two guys digging in and saying, we've got to have each other. I believe in you. We're moving you to the top. And he answered the bell.
Duffy and Enoch, you know, and 3 updates on other ones both came out.
Well, you know, Duffy's battled a lot of stuff this year, so I don't want to comment on that for the sake of his family. It's nothing major, I don't think, but let's get more clarification. The next time we speak, we'll have an answer for you on that. And then who's the other
Enoch.
One? Enoch will be fine, I guess. He's a live wire. He'll be okay.
coach to come back to this program as a head coach and get them back from Frisco and the first year back? How does that feel for you?
Well, it's unbelievable. But it's the, like, we don't even have to list it up here with the goals when we drop the screen. Like, everybody knows what this program wants and what winning looks like. We don't value it that way. If our kids show up and compete and improve in our top every day, you know, I think that's success. But it means a lot to me, you know what? And listen, the coaches in the past did a really good job. Like, I didn't come here and, like, have to rebuild anything, but we reinstilled a new energy and a passion for everything that's involved with Bison football. I'm so grateful to President Cook, Matt Larson, Todd Phelps, Derek Lang. Like, this has been a lot of fun, and we do a lot of different things. And my wife, all right, needs a big thank you from Bison Nation, because she just goes home, all right, and that's what she wants to do, and she lets me do the job. And the job is connecting the community, it's recruiting nonstop, and it's pouring into these players. And, like, you can't do that if your wife is mad at you or makes you feel one way or another, and she's so supportive of it. I appreciate how she lets me go about this job.
Coach, there's been a long lineage, obviously, at the quarterback position here. And Cam, you know, approached some records and stuff towards the end of the year, but the team accomplishments and kind of his legacy, I'm not saying it was on the line tonight, but this had to be a pretty big deal for just how he's viewed in totality.
No, I don't think we have to hide from that now anymore. I think Cam needed that for his legacy to be up there. Now the banter will be, okay, who was better, him or Brock? Gosh, you know, was he as good as Easton? You know, how about Easton Stick held on to his record? So that's a big deal. A lot of credit's got to go to Randy Hedberg. I thought Randy Hedberg had Cam in a really good headspace this week. Cam got himself into a really good position to go play well. This should cement him in one of the top three college quarterbacks that I've ever played here. And that's saying a lot. Cam's played a lot of good football here. He's got a bright future as well. And I hope he gets into coaching. I'm not sure he will. He'll make a run at the NFL and all those things. And there's a lot of good stories. A couple more guys. I'm going to go celebrate.
Those of us who've been around here for a while see some pretty good games in this building and just keep topping them one after the other. What is it? Obviously, we don't know about the atmosphere, but they just keep topping them. So.
Yeah. I got to listen to you guys and see where you guys rank it out next week. But, Mike, that's probably interesting. Anytime you punch in 4th and 4, you know, to beat the Georgia Southern team, I just ultimately think that one's going to be tough to beat. But I think the back and forth and how, even the crowd, I felt the crowd today just, like, kind of settle into the game for a moment, you know, in the middle part of it. And I don't blame them. I don't fault them. It was, like, 3 and out, 3 and out, a couple first downs, a punt, right? Like, it was a back and forth. That was a heavyweight match. I bet we're going to look at the tape, and that was a lot of good execution by really well-coached kids on both sides. And then just an extreme brotherhood on both sides. And, the effort level. Sometimes we take that for granted, guys. You know, when you're watching this game, you're going to see an unbelievable effort. It's got to rank up there. It really does.
Can you kind of speak to the path, career path, and then the performance today by Hunter Pontius, and just what showing up for his team after being here this long has meant?
You know, I hope you guys can draft Dan. I'm going to try to create some availability for you guys with the staff. I worked Hunter Pontius out at a football camp at Iowa. You know, Hunter, this ain't going to work, right? I'm not going to put a full scholarship in you. Those kind of things. But, you know, where he's at in his stage of life, in career, for him just to stick to it, right? And to believe something good was going to happen, or to be part of something that was bigger than himself. And then now he's out there starting. You know, it's just remarkable. That's what being a Bison's all about to me. Play until you're exhausted your years. But you have to get with Dan to talk about his sophomore year until now, or his junior year until now. I just appreciate that he stuck in here with us, and we sure need him right now.
Thoughts on the other game, and when you start preparing for Frisco?
Well, no matter what, the coaches all have to put 8 hours in before they leave for the holidays. I don't care how they do that. The iPads and technology nowadays. Dan Larson's going to go watch his daughter play basketball tomorrow night. Okay, we'll be fine with the prep. We'll start the next 2 days. I got to put 8 hours in. Then we'll come back on the 26th in the morning. Okay, we'll practice at 6 o'clock on the 26th. We'll go the 27th, 8th, 9th, and 30th. We'll create some media availability. On the 31st, will be an off day. We'll do something fun. back at it on the first, second, and we fly out on the third, and we rock and roll. And so it's a little shorter window than normal, but we got to find a way to get some Devo reps where they put their pads on each other and learn what it takes in the wintertime here.
Wish you had that extra week that you normally have, or
I go back,
no, we'll have right back out there.
Depending on the health of the team, that would dictate everything. We're a little bit thin right now, even with the scout teams, and so I think this is a good window for this particular year. So the 3 week window, Mr. Larson would be good. He's, you know, on those committees. I think this is right. You know, you don't need much more than 10 days to get good work for your young kids, prepare for a football game, get a little bit healthier, so the best product's out there. I like the 10 day window. I appreciate you guys. It's been a fun year.